Okay, I wanted to begin by talking about two of the other issues that were discussed by this long Tosfos, maybe briefly. Tosfos starts with the discussion of a birya, and then he paskins in the end, which is the Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch, that therefore avoid the situation, avoid the safek. And then he dealt with the issue of bracha rishona, which we also discussed last week. And then he talks about le'inyan shtia. What's the bracha achrona for shtia, for drinking? Obviously, birya is not shayach. You never drink a birya. Just a matter of quantity. What's the bracha achrona for shtia? So he already finished paskening the very opening of this Tosfos, that we paskin like Rabbi Meir against Rabbi Yehuda and against Rabbi Tzedek in the Mishnah, that the bracha, the shir for bracha achrona on eating is a kezais. That is very clear. I don't think there's any machlokas about that. Or there's hardly any machlokas about that. La'alacha, 99% of all Rishonim and Achronim agree, the shir of eating for bracha achrona is a kezais. The question is, what's the shir of bracha achrona for shtia? And here we find, I think, four different opinions. In the Rishonim, what's the shir of bracha achrona for shtia? Says, Hosezer, v'le'inyan shtia nirash of v'rachim akezayis yayin ala gefen v'yal pri hagefen. Even a kezayis of yayin, even though by Yom Kippur the shir is melo logma, that's different, because as we know, Yom Kippur is a different shir for achila. Achila is normally kezayis, and in Yom Kippur it's kikoseves. So that's because Yom Kippur is, everyone knows the lumbus in Yom Kippur, it's not primarily a din of achila, it's a din of inoy, and the Isser is ruining the Enoi, which is what we call Yishav Hadas. And therefore, in Yom Kippur, there's a different shear of Achila and a different shear of Shtia. That doesn't prove anything about Brachos. So, on Brachos, we should compare Shtia to Achila and say that it's a Kezias. And after all, maybe even for Kiddush, you don't need to drink Melo Lugmav, so therefore, don't take Melo Lugmav too seriously. The shear is a Kezias. Miyuk Tzatzay and Yerladak, the Gemoni Remeir B'Shtia, Deboi Kebetza. However, maybe it should be a Kebetza. Why? Because the Shlosh Shalachlu Darsh Remeir V'Achalta Zu Achila V'Savata Zu Shtia. V'Achila B'Kezias, Rabbi Yehuda Darsh V'Achalta Savata Zu Achila Sheish Basviya V'Ezo Zo Kebetza. V'Kemen Achlu, you are Meir.
He points out that there's two different ways of darshing v'chalta savata, at least so far. In how do we darsh v'chalta savata? V'chalta v'savata. So first we have Rav Meir. Rav Meir says v'chalta is achilas kezayis. Why achilas kezayis? Because achilas is kezayis in kol tarkula. And v'savata is shtia, bracha achrona on drinking. And Rabbi Yehuda, he says v'achalta is, would have been achilas kezayis, right? If it only says v'achalta v'rachla, would have been achilas kezayis. But if v'savata teaches us that you need to be satisfied. Now, obviously, to be really satisfied depends how hungry you were, etc. But he darshan some minimal level of satisfaction. V'savata crosses out kezayis and says it means achilas kebetza. You only bench meat a kebetza, and that's the basis of Ritzadik in our Mishnah. You only bench on a kebetza. And we pass like Rav Meir that you bench on a kezayis. So what do we do with savata? To be marbe shtia. Right? That includes drinking. That savata is for drinking. Just agav, there is a shitas yachid of the Urayim who says that what Rav Meir means by v'achalta savata is that you only have to midoraisa, you only have to bench if you ate and drink. If you ate and you had no water and you're still thirsty, you don't have to bench. It means eating and drinking. But no one else agrees. Everyone else says v'achalta savata means eating or drinking. That's what he darshes. If you eat, you have to bench, and if you drink, you have to bench. Not bench. Rav Zamazon. Bench. Bracha achas megin shalosh. Okay, so just within Rabbi Meir, you should know there's a machlokas within Rabbi Meir between the Urayim and everyone else in the world. The Urayim says means eat and drink. And you mean d'oraisa, you're only high if you eat and drink. At least if you're thirsty, you're only high if you eat and drink. Everyone else in the entire world says means eat or drink. So we'll go if you eat or drink. If you eat, yet. I don't know if I'd say Rishonim or Rishon, but yes, there is a Mogetot.
I can only find one named Rishon. You never know when, like, there's one Rishon and someone else says Yesh Omer. Is it the same or not? You don't know. But we'll get to it. But that's a very, very minority shita. Very okay. Anyway, so what does Tosu say? If Rabbi Yehuda thinks Mitzvata means Kibetza and Rabbi Meir thinks Mitzvata means Shtia, then put two and two together, it must be Shtias Kibetza. So those are two deus. What is the Shir Shtia L'Enyan Bracha Achrona? So one opinion is Toso says Kazayas. And the other opinion, and what's it based on? The Achalta. The other opinion, the same Toso, says Kibetza based on Visavata. And why do we associate Visavata with drinking? Because we're made of Darish Visavata about drinking. Now, you have to figure out why a kibetza is considered svia. Why is a kibetza considered to be like satisfying, especially since we saw everyone but the Mahag held the Zachila Sarai. So I'm not sure, but the answer might be because Kazayas doesn't have any amount of satisfaction. Obviously, if I was hungry to give me kibetza, I wouldn't be satisfied. But at least I might have some amount of satisfaction because we know what Chazal tell us about anatomy. That the Beis HaBliya holds a kibetza. The most you can swallow at once is a kibetza. So at least in a kibetza, when I do swallow that kibetza, I feel full because my mouth is full, right? Otherwise, my mouth's not even full. Here at least my mouth is full. My stomach's not yet full because it would prefer that I swallowed many times. But at least you have some, I assume that's where Meir's coming from. Since your throat is full, literally your throat, you can only swallow kibetza at once. So your throat and your mouth are full, even though your stomach's not full, that's at least a partial svia. And therefore, that's called zavata. Okay, Tosos in Brachos leans a little differently. What does Tosos in Brachos think about this? He thinks the shear is mulav lugmav, right? Tosos in Brachos, daf lamed tes, thinks the shear is mulav lugmav. The model for mulav lugmav is Yom Kippur, although also we have by Kol Shel Bracha, that the shear is mulav lugmav.
So this is Tosos in Brachos. Mulav lugmav.
And what the model seems to be, he's not very clear, but he says, be'in and shear mulav lugmav. And then he gets into the machlokes of the shear for bar nefashos, which we're not going to get into now. And then he gets into other things. Okay, l'chora, the shear, the l'chora, like the scene tells us here, the model for l'lo lugmav is Yom Kippur.
And fourth, we have the Rambam, who we paskin like. What does the Rambam say the shear is?
Arivius.
Right, and this is how we paskin. We paskin Arivius. We probably all knew that already.
And what's the model for the Rambam of Arivius? He doesn't say what his model is. But the Kesef Mishnah says, what's his model? It's like Isurim. Just like trade foods, you get Malkus for Kazayas, and you bench after eating a Kazayas. So, Usher drinks, you get Malkus for Revius, the Shear is a Revius. So you bench after drinking a Revius. Revius and the Shear Hashivos in other areas of Halacha for drinking. Now, the truth is, not so posh. If you look at the Rambam says about other areas of Halacha, it's a little complicated. But at the very least, this is the mainstream approach. So his model is Shtia Isser. Okay, we have four sheets with four models.
What does everybody think about the Tosos and Dachman Tess? The three says even Pachos Mimel Logma to say Brachos in Brachos.
The three says, hold on, what Brachos is he talking about?
He's talking about, I think, Acharya, and he's talking about Mishal Shri and Alagef.
What?
Alagef. Which is so sort of what the Reese says here about those was that you just quoted, but okay.
One second. And then here's Rashi, the Pangalon, etc. Leaning Shtia. Yes, so what does he mean by that? So I would assume that he means a Kazayas. I would assume he means a Kazayas.
Because
I'm low, like, if you think about it, just in terms of kibetzas. If you want to know how it works, I don't know what we should measure by. Should we measure by kibetzas or should we measure by reviuses? Let's take a kibetza. A kibetza, this is one kibetza. A revius is 1.5 kibetzim because we know a betza a sixth of a lug. We have Masorah Beitzah is a sixth of a lug, and a Revius is a quarter of a lug. So a quarter is 1.5 sixths. Aim lo lugmav, so there's two deis, whether lo lugmav is objective or subjective. We paskin lo lugmav, certainly in Yom Kippur, we paskin lo lugmav is subjective to you, but at the very least for an average person, in Hilchos Brachos, it's unclear whether lo lugmav, in the rare cases we use it, is subjective or objective. We paskin subjective, but the average lo lugmav, Chazal say, is a rov revius. A rov revius would be, on the average, a rov revius is, if revius is 1.5 beitzim, a rov revius is a little more than 3/4. 3/4 plus a little on the average. And a kezias, so we know, there's a big debate what the size of a kezias is relative to a beitzah. There we have no rayas and shas. For everything else, there are rayas and shas. For what the size of a kezias relative to a kebeitzah is, and we know there are three main shitas. There's a shita kezias is half a kebeitzah. There's a shita kezias is a third of kebeitzah. And then there's the shita based on the actual olives, which is that a kezias is much, much smaller than a kebeitzah, because olives are tiny compared to eggs. So it's, you know, either 1/2, 1/3, or less, right? So some people have Masorah from the Chazon Ish that the Ikra Din, the Shiva Kezias, is just an olive, which is just a tenth of a kebeitzah or something.
Isn't that really small?
Olives are small, are they not? You ever eat an olive? I just made that number up. You can do experiments yourself. But olives are very small, no? How many olives could you fit into an egg?
What does Slifkin do? What do you do with the
Slifkin's not necessarily my posse. But yeah, he clearly goes with a regular olive. He doesn't actually work out how much it is. Yeah, Me'ikaradin probably. There's a Masorah from the Chazon Ish that Me'ikaradin, kezias is just the size of the average olive you find in Rami Levi, in which case it's obviously much, much less than any of these other things. Okay, we're machmir to that maybe it's a third or a half, or for some d'oraisas maybe even more than that, some are machmir, without getting into it now, right? Halach l'maisa, I try not to eat between an olive and half an egg of anything, just so I don't get into sveikas about whether I say bracha achrona or not. Anyway, so just when Tos says less than a lo lugmav, he obviously means a kezias. I mean, unless he's making up a new sheet that no one ever heard of, which is unlikely. He obviously means the same thing as here, a kezias. All the rest are more than a lo lugmav. Okay, that was just to clarify the metzias. Now, back to just want to ask very simple, what's the svara of these different shitas? Of course, the Rambam has the upper hand in svara, because we don't really find these other shitas a lot all over Shas in terms of drinking, but this is the normal shear of drinking of Shas. So the Rambam svara is very simple. This is the normal shear of drinking in Shas, right? We have Halacha Moshe Sinai, Revius Yayin Lenazer, right? It says you can't, another can't drink wine, and we know that means a Revius of wine. Meaning, obviously, he shouldn't drink any, but he's only punished for drinking he only violates a full lav for drinking a Revius of wine. So what's the svara for the other shitas? So here, the svara for, let's say, Tosfos here could be why a kezias. It could be based on a svara of the Achronim. I should have put on the Makor sheet, but one of the earliest Achronim I've seen give the svara is the Radvaz on the side of the Rambam in Hilchos Trumas Perek Yod Halacha Beis, where he says that there are two kinds of Isurei Shtia. There is sometimes Shtia that's Usur because Shtia is Usur. And then sometimes shtia is aser, because achila is aser, but shtia counts as achila. You can have shtia b'torah shtia, and shtia b'torah sachila. It says the Radvaz, when shtia is aser b'torah shtia, like it says, by the nazar, right? That chometz yayin, chometz shechar, and yayin shechar themselves, lo yishteh. When shtia is aser b'torah shtia, this year is a kerevias. But when shtir is only usher as a form of achila, the Gemara says in Shuas, shtir b'chal achila, drinking counts as a kind of eating. So when shtir, when drinking is usher because of drinking, it's usher b'revius. When drinking is usher because of eating, then it's usher b'kzayis, because drinking is a form of eating. So, based on that, you could suggest, what's the yisod of the machlokas here between the Rambam
and the Tosos that the Rambam holds that the Chiyuv is for Shtia B'Torah Shtia. Like we have, he gives an example. He says, if a Nazir drinks, he gets Malkus for a Revius of wine. So the Torah says don't drink, and drinking is a Revius. But he's answering up a difficult Rambam, and this answer works nicely, but there's five other Rambams that make it more complicated, which I'm not getting into now. But he says, if you eat a Truma, that is Temeya, or a Zar, if a Zar eats Truma, that's me. If a Zar eats Truma, eating is Bikzayas, and he gets Malchus on drinking for Bikzayas. Why? The answer is easy. The Nazir was forbidden to drink wine. Drinking is a Revius. But I, I'm a Zar, wasn't forbidden to drink Truma. I was only forbidden to eat Truma. I'm also not allowed to drink, because drinking counts as eating. But if drinking is only Usher, because it counts as eating, then the Shear is a Bikzayas, because drinking is a form of eating. And that's what, here's the Red Vaz, says the Red Vaz, that Yayin is Usher Lenazir. Or, let me say it better, let me just point out the Red Vaz. Says the Red Vaz, Nazir is Usher Lishtos Yayin. And therefore, the Shear is a Revius. But Azar is Usher Lechol Truma. And therefore, the Shear of, even if he drinks wine, the Shear is a Kazayas. Because it's not Usher to drink wine, it's Usher to eat wine. But drinking counts as eating. But if drinking is only Usher because it counts as eating, then the Shear is a Kazayas. That's the Red Vaz is Yisod, the Minchas Chinuch, and many Achron of Dapt is Yisod. When there's a din of drinking, the Shear is a Revius. When there's a din of eating, but drinking also counts, but drinking is not also because of drinking, it's also because of eating. And therefore, the Shear is a Kazayas. It's a good Lum de Shchiluk. When drinking is Usher, it's a Revius. When drinking is only Usher because it's a form of eating, it's Usher and a Kazayas. And how do we know drinking is a form of eating? The Gemara in Shavuos proves that. There's a whole sugya. So therefore, you could say, what's the logic of the machlokas between the Rambam and Tosos? The Rambam thinks the chi of bracha achrona, now we're not talking any suri. Not chi of malchus, just chi of bracha, is on shtia. The chazal or the Torah, you know, depending on whether you view or mayor as a asmachta, it was mechayiv you to bench after you eat, and mechayiv you to bench after you drink. While Tosos would say no, the Chiyav is for Achila or Shtia B'Toras Achila because of the rule of Shtia B'Chlal Achila. Right? Really, the big question is, what were the Torah or the Rabbanan Mechayev Bracha Achrona on? Right? Again, depending, we're not sure whether the Bracha Achrona on wine is the Reis of Rabbanan. Big Machlokes Rishonim, whether Al Mechia or Al Gafin is the Reis of Rabbanan. Is it that you're Chayev to bench after eating and drinking? Then after eating, Revius, after drinking, Revius. That's the Rambam. Or no, you're only Chayev to bench after eating. Drinking counts as eating. But it's only because it counts as eating, not because drinking itself is Mechayev you. And if drinking counts as eating, then the Shear is a Kazayas. It's a form of eating. Everyone is eating the Kazayas. So maybe that's the Yisod of the Machlokas, because the Rambam thinks there's a din of drinking. There's a din of bracha achrona after drinking. Tosos thinks there's a din of bracha achrona after eating. And drinking is included. But it's only included in eating. It's not its own category. That's the way to analyze, I think, the proper way to analyze this Machlokas. I'll just point out that the Achronim debate whether this Tosos, who thinks you're, this is a big chumrah, by the way, bracha achrona on a kezayis, right? Yeah. Say ala mechia or ala gefen on a kezayis is very small. keep in mind, probably historically, I'm not passing lemais here. Historical is different from lemaisa. Historically, it seems pretty clear that in the time of the Gaonim and most of the time of the Rishonim, they held the kezayis was the size of a regular aleph, not a third or half of a kebetza. In which case, that's you drink a tiny amount of wine, and all of a sudden you have to say alagefen, yal pri agefen. So that is a, and halach lemaisa, by the way, you should know the achronim, right, that it's proper, even though we paskin like the Rambam, it's proper to avoid drinking more than a kazayis of wine and less than a revias to get out of this suffix. Right? So I always try to be makbid that either drink less than a kazayis of wine or more than a revias of wine and not in between. So either have a sip or have, you know, a even a revias, not so much, but, you know, a fraction of, you know, half or a third or a quarter of a glass, depending how big the glass. Anyway, the Achronin debate, this, similar to what we had, exact same achlokas that we had about Birya. I'm just not saying svaras. The Shulchan Aruch says, oh, do I even have the Shulchan Aruch here? No, okay. But the Achronin debate, this Chumrah of Tosfos, that you make a bracha achrona on kezayis, is this only by wine or by other liquids also? Now, by other liquids, some people say burn fashas on a kol shu, but assuming we pass and burn fashas as a shear, so the Mishnah Brewer is very clear that this suffix of Tosfos applies to all mashkin drinks. Either you make alagefen on a kezayis of wine and burn fashas on a kezayis of apple juice, or you make alagefen or revias of wine and bernefashas on revias of apple juice, or whatever else the shear may be. However, and why does Tosfos use wine? Maybe because that's the classic example, maybe because not everyone agrees there is a shear for bernefashas. But if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan there, he seems pretty clear, he's medayik in his lashon, that it's only by yayin Tosfos has the suffix. By other drinks, everyone would agree it's a revias. So, here it's sort of interesting. Within this shita of Tosos, there are two ways to go. The Mishnah Brura is mefurish that shir yayin is kezayis and shir shar mashkin is also kezayis, according to this day of Tosos. However, in the Aruch HaShulchan, I should have brought the lashon, I apologize, but anyone bring the lashon in the Aruch HaShulchan here? Where do you even got the Aruch HaShulchan? I should really print these out before shiur every day after you run through all this effort. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, the Rambam says the shiur is a revias, bein l'yayin, bein l'shar mashkin. But Rav Hussein Rabali, the tosos nistapku b'yayin im tzarech revias, which is a bit of a inaccuracy. They weren't really so good revias, but it doesn't matter. That's not the main point. Odai b'kzayis the bracha achrona. The Rambam says, bein yayin, bein shar mashkin revias. Tosos mesupik. Yayin, maybe even a kezayis. Seems pretty clear that he thinks it's only yayin that needs a kezayis. Tosos didn't think that other mashkin you kezayis, says the Aruch HaShulchan. No, the shear of yayin is kezayis, but the shear of shar mashkin, he thinks they would admit it's a revias. Okay, even though, again, I don't have the way he's quoting Tosos, I think is you know, maybe too summarily that he says there were something whether it's kezayis or revias, because my Tosfos there were something whether it's kezayis or kevetza. But let's just grant him, what would be the svar of the Aruch HaShulchan that Mishnah Brura makes perfect sense, right? This is the svar as pashut. What would be the svar of the Aruch HaShulchan that it's only yayin you make a bracha achrona kezayis, other mashkin, of course you need a revias. This is a big nafkamina halacha l'maisa. The big nafkamina halacha l'maisa is that according to the Aruch HaShulchan, if you're drinking anything but wine, drink less than revias for sure potter, more than revias for sure chayav, you never have sfeikos. According to Mishnah Brura, no matter what you're drinking, if you drink more than a kezayis and less than a revias, you get into a suffix bracha achrona. What's the svar of the Aruch HaShulchan?
It's main shepherd.
Aaron?
Because wine has chashivos, somehow, I don't know when that would link back to the
so maybe because wine has chashivos, although it's a little tricky. Like, if you told me birya, maybe, but like, why? I hear that. I was thinking of that, although I'm not convinced.
If brain of fashos is supposed to be a replacement for yayin, but we hold that yayin is really mishum achila, but we can't say that mime is mishum achila, so therefore mime, which would be brain of fashos, would be regular shirvias like regular drinking.
Mechila?
Achila.
Okay, correct. What I want to say, what I think this is what Joel also wants to say, is that maybe in your HaShulchan you could say a fancy logic, that the chiyuv of bracha achas me'ein shalosh, where does the chiyuv of bracha achas me'ein shalosh come from? From the pasuk v'achaltav zavat me'rachta. How do we know that pasuk is going on the seven minim? Because it says, two psukim earlier, Eretz Kitas or Gefen Tein Avriyon Eretz Eishem and Dvash, now, some Rishonim hold it's midah oraisa to say bracha achas mein shalosh on the Shivas Aminim.
Some Rishonim hold it's only midrabanan, right? The Rosh holds it the right, so the Rabbah holds it the Rabbanan, because that's only nasmachta. But even if it's nasmachta, it still means something, right? Whether it, because bracha asmein shalosh, the makor is the achalta visavata. So therefore, the mechayev is achila. But on the other hand, bori nefashos, what's the makor bori nefashos? Does that come from the Torah? Even as an asmachta, is it hinted at in the Torah? No, it's not hinted at all in the Torah. As a matter of fact, the first mention of bori nefashos in Shas is in the context of what? Anyone know? Where the Tanoi mentioned bori nefashos? About? Shtias Mayim. It's actually originally comes in Shtias Mayim. Obviously, the Gemara is very clear that anything that's not from the Shivas Aminim, you say bori nefashos afterwards. But the Mishnah actually mentioned it first in terms of Shtias Mayim. Right? So what you have to say is the bori nefashos that it's just a takana derabanan. Just a takana derabanan. And it may even be that they first had in mind their takana Shtias Mayim. Right? Now you never know. The Mishnah, just because the Mishnah mentions one case, doesn't necessarily mean anything. The Mishnah is sometimes a little random what the Mishnah mentions and what you're supposed to introduce on your own. But it's a takana derabanan, and the Mishnah only mentions in the context of, which again, it's hard for me to dive what the Mishnah mentions, of Hashose Mayim Litzma'o. Someone who drinks water because he's thirsty. So what you could say is that this takana derabanan, no, the mechayev is shtia or achila. Obviously, we all know if you eat a chocolate bar, you also have to say bori nefashos. But you could say very simple: the bracha achas bein sholosh, which is either d'oraisa according to the Rosh Udime, or an asmachta on the pasuk according to the Rambam Udime, that's based on achila because it's based on the pasuk, the lush of the pasuk achila. Bori nefashos is not based on any pasuk. It's just based on a svara that the chacham had to be metakin that you should bless Hashem. And not only that, the earliest mention of the takana is with regard to drinking water. And therefore, you could just split this lundus that maybe according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the Rambam's half right and Tosos is half right. Right? That, I mean, he thinks Tosos, even admits the Rambam's half right. That bracha achas bein sholosh on wine, the mechayiv is achila, and your only chayiv when you drink is drinking counts as eating. Shvia shtia b'chal achila, so the shir is a kezayis. But bori nefashos, there the mechayiv is shtia or achila. Maybe even shtia came first when they made their takana. And therefore, the shir shtia is bervius. Maybe that's the svara of the Aruch HaShulchan. That's what Joel wanted to say, no?
I wanted to say that, but that same svara could be the first, the other machlokes. In the Rambam and Tosfos, and the Rambam holds that shtia has nothing to do with pasuk. With the Rambam pasuk, the Rambam
correct, absolutely. Right, the Rambam would then say that really, correct, that really he'd say even bracha mein shalosh and takana derabanan, and it's not based on that pasuk at all, and therefore, absolutely.
Just, I think the machazik, both sides of that, with actually the lashon of the brachas. First of all, with the wine, you don't say al yayin, you say very priya gofen, but it's a din, so it's really a din nachila. And then also with the idea that it could be burning for just the water, the idea of burning for just the chesurnam, the chesurnam we most have is water.
Right. That is interesting, right? Notice, we don't even say wine, we say al gefen, al priya gefen. Now, priya gefen can mean wine, but it can also mean a grape, right? So clearly it's a more chila de glashon. Very good. That is interesting. You can say farker, since we have a separate bracha achrona for wine than for grapes, doesn't that show that it's shtia b'tor shtia? Okay, but I can answer you, and here, I hope you'll like this, because I do think that it works, that the shtia, I can answer you, you might have a good pircha to arun siyata, but not to the etzem hasvara, because the reason we have a separate bracha is because one chefta is more chasha than another chefta, not because one surah of maisa is different than the other maisa. Meaning shtia is just b'chal achila. The reason we have different brachas is because the chefta of wine is more chasha than the chefta of grapes, but not because the mode of ingestion is more chasha.
But once you're saying that,
then it takes away Aaron's raya.
And you can answer that for why you would why there would be no suffix when it comes to wine, because it's more chasha.
Okay, if you want to, okay, fair. If you want to just say it's more chashuv, you can. I just wanted to clear to me why being more chashuv should make it a smaller shear, But maybe, I mean, it's maybe just common sense. Okay, you can leave it, or you could say it's just more chashiv, right? Or you could just say that the cheftza shel yayin is more chashiv.
Wasn't that the same story by Perry at the point that even though it's smaller than a shear, but because of its
right, but there makes sense, because there was something special in chashiv about the cheftza. Here, it's just like this many cc's or this many cc's. It's not clear to me why just more chashiv, less cc should be making him say bracha, but after, maybe you could say. Okay, let's leave it at that. I just want to point out briefly, there are two shitas that we didn't explain. The two main shitas we explained are one based on shtia and one based on achila. And then you could say the lumdus, again, this is like a classic brisker lumdus. Is the shtia the Torah shtia or is the shtia the Torah achila? But you didn't need to wait for the briskers. The Rabbah said and the Mechas Chinuch said and all the Achronim said it. And that could be the Yesod of the Machlokas, Tosos, and the Rambam, and maybe the Svar of the Aruch HaShulchan, although maybe not. These two, I don't have any big kiddushin to say. Tosos already says, there's a lot of amkus there, which I'm not sure if I properly know what to tie it into, but Tosos tells you that the shear of a kibetza is his butt's his big chinch there, that when it comes to eating, a maisa achila is machayivu. When it comes to drinking, only sviya is machayivu. Now that's interesting. Why? Why not the sviya of achila and the sviya of shtia, or the maisa of achila and the maisa of shtia? Why the maisa of achila and the sviya of shtia is not 100% clear to me why that would be.
Well, first he quotes Reb Meir.
I know why it would be based on the pasuk and Reb Meir. I'm just wondering, like, what's the svara, like, why that would be a lot, unless you say we don't, it's paraduma. It comes from the pasuk, and it's not necessarily logical. It's going to be harder, because Tosfos thinks it's not smachta anyway, so it's only drabbana. But what you have to say is a big finish that somehow the achila itself has chashivas. When it comes to shtia, the chashivas of shtia is only because you feel satisfied afterwards, not just because you did a maisa shtia. Now that's a big finish. Why differentiate them so much? But apparently, and I think that really, if you'll allow me, I think 2 and 3 are really coming from the same place. See, after all, Molugmav is also a shir in shtia, in svia. What does Molugmav do? It makes you feel yishmadas. It takes away your inoy. It makes you feel satisfied. Obviously, a kibetza makes you feel more satisfied than a Molugmav because it's 30% more. But I think maybe these are both coming from the same place, I would say, that the svara for the svara, and this is based on the drasha of the pasuk, is that the maisa achila is machayav even without svia, but for shtia, a maisa shtia is not machayav. Only svia shtia. Again, not full svia. You don't need to be full for 6 hours. Is mechayev. Okay, why that is clearly based on the pasuk. Why that is clearly based on the pasuk. But it seems to me that really he's just trying to figure out different shiurim of svia. One shiur svia he gets his kibetza, inspired by Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the other shiur svia he gets inspired by Yom Kippur.
I don't think you necessarily have to say that the opposite of svia, that the opposite of inui is svia. There's something in between.
No, I would say the opposite of inui is a partial svia. Obviously, it's not svia gemura. Okay, I'm open. Like, you know, I have a lot easier time analyzing 1 and 4 than 2 and 3. So if not, we'll just leave it for now and move on to our next topic. You have to work from Chaim.
Well,
what I just wrote. Yeah, that's what I said that is not clear. Basically, I didn't say anything. Correct. If you're accusing me of not saying anything just now, then I'll plead guilty. Or at least no contest. Okay.
But I thought the Tosfos is arguing that Beitza may not be Sevilla at all.
And then Tosfos goes back and says maybe Beitza is not the Shir Sevilla for Shtia. No, but within the sheet of Kebeitza, because that's the Shir Sevilla for Shtia. Then he says, maybe not a kibetza, because who says that's a shir svia for shtia, right? Maybe the lokma is a shir svia for shtia, or maybe something else that we don't know. But I'm just saying, within the tzad of kibetza, he thinks it is the shir svia. You're quoting to me a different tzad.
Okay.
Within this sad, he thinks of the Shira Sphia.
Before, you mean before he changes his mind again?
Yeah, or not changes his mind, but questions it. Okay, Chesky, when you get a chance. Okay, let's move on to the last part of Tosos. The last part of Tosos is big enough to mean a halacha l'maisa, right? This actually comes up sometimes. I forgot whether or not I benched, right? So do we say safek d'oraisa l'chumra, or do we say, right, safek brachos l'hakel, because benching only d'arabah. So, says Tosos at the end here, the last, the four and a half lines, b'chol ha'nishirim d'arabah, the whole Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is only d'arabah. The whole Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is all d'arabah. Because what it's saying, Misha Meso, it has a case where a kid under bar mitzvah can bench a mimotzi his father. And it says, how can that be? After all, the kid's only chayiv d'rabbanan, let's say, and the father is chayiv d'oraisa. The answer is the father only ate a shir d'oraisa. Sorry, only ate a shir d'rabbanan. The father's also chayiv d'rabbanan. So what does that prove? There's a benching that's d'oraisa and there's a benching that's d'rabbanan. It doesn't say what it is, but it proves there's a d'oraisa level and d'rabbanan level, and the difference is shir, right? How much? So, what could the difference be in terms of what's d'oraisa and what's d'rabbanan in that sugya? So, there are only three possibilities, only one of which is found among most Rishonim, which is it must be d'oraisa is to be full, v'yachalta savata, mamish p'shuta kashbo, d'rabbanan is kazayis l'fi Rabbi Meir, kebeta l'fi Rabbi Yehuda, Leinim brach l'achor lo sinu shum shira l'kazayis l'rab Meir l'rab kibetza l'rab Yehuda. But Rab Meir only has kazayis. Rab Yehuda only has kibetza. So what the two levels? So it must be cross machta. It must be that the d'oraisa level is being full and the d'rabbanan level is eating a kazayis. In which case the kazayis Rab Meir and the kibetza are all as machtas. Cross machta bialma d'oraisa being a sviya gemura. Cross machta bialma d'oraisa being a sviya gemura. So if we have two ways to interpret this pasuk. Two ways to interpret this pasuk, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. Now we have a third way. What's the third way? The third way is din de oraisa lekule alma lefi tosos v'rambam ve'od. According to Tosos, the Rambam made it Rishonim. That v'achalta means achilas kazayis, it was by itself. But the sabata teaches you only chayav achila usvia mamor achila ad shesava mamish. You have to mamish be full. What does it mean to mamish be full? We all know what that means. Right? You have to eat till your mamish full. How much is that? That depends how hungry you are. Depends how big a guy you are. But that's what Tos says, midoraisa, and he says, Ramey and Yehuda only asmachtas. Midoraisa, the shear is to be mamishful. And what's his raya? His raya is daf chaf amud beis, where it says there's a shear d'rabbanan and a shear d'oraisa. So what could those two things be? What could the shear d'rabbanan and shear d'oraisa be? It must be shear d'oraisa is being full, and shear d'rabbanan is a kazayis l'fi Ramey and kabetz l'fi Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't quote this here, but obviously he means there's actually two lines in Daf Chaf Amud Beis that prove him. One is the Shir D'oraisa, Shir D'rabbanan. What's the other line that proves his point in Daf Chaf Amud Beis? That, what does the Midrash say? The Malachi Asherit Es Hashem. It says in the Chumash, Asher Lo Yisafanim. You don't show favoritism. But what does Zain Birkas Kohanim? Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha. Right? So Hashem does no, it's saying lo yisafanim. Hashem's defined as he's not no seipanim. But it says yisha Hashem panim alecha. Hashem is no seipanim to us. So Alach Hashem says, not fair, right? We're bringing bagatz, no more birkas kohanim. So what does Hashem say back to the Alach Hashem says, how can I not be no seipanim to Am Yisrael?
Oh, right.
I said in the Torah, v'yachalta v'savata, v'hein dikdiku al atzmam ad kezayis ad kebetza. Right, I said Bechal Sabata, and they're redacting themselves Kazayis and Kabetza. So therefore, of course, it's fair for me to be no seipanim. Okay, the Agav, this is not our topic, we're not doing Darshanis now, but what's shot in this Gemara just in around Bagata? So they have a Chumra in Ben. First of all, you see the proof. I said Bechal Sabata, meaning I said Midoraisa, I said not me. Hashem said, it's not raisa, only if you're full. And they said, it's makana d'rabbanan, kazayis or kabeitza. Same proof for Tosa. Same, it's the same sugya. He doesn't have to quote the whole sugya. Agav, just what's the philosophy there? Just because they have a chumra in benching, therefore Hashem can be no seipanin? Not to mention, like, there's a lot of chumras we have, right? Basically, almost every area of halacha, the Torah said something, and the rabbanan were redacted for. So it's a little funny, right?
This sounds like they're redacting
Asma.
What? This sounds like they're redacting Asma without their rabbanan, might by Yidah.
Yeah, but that doesn't really match up with what we find in Shas.
Because here it's more Hakara Satov. You're doing your Hakara Satov, that's why you can get it here.
Right, okay, fair enough. I think you'd say better. I think the problem is we're all living in the 21st century. When we think of the chumra of benching in a kazayis and kabeitza, in real life, what does that mean for us? It means for us that not only when we have a meal do we bench, we even bench on a snack. Right? And then it sounds like just stam a chumra. Right? You have to put yourself in the eyes of Chazal living 2,000 years ago. What did it mean 2,000 years ago you benched a kazayis and kabeitza? They didn't have snacks. They didn't have pretzels. 2,000 years ago, when you went to work, what was your goal of the day? Bring home food for your family for dinner. And if you had a good day at work, you brought home food and your family was full. If you had a bad day at work, right, there was a subsistence society. If you had a bad day at work, you brought home a small loaf of bread and gave each of your kids a kazayis or a kibitza, and they went to bed hungry. That was life in those days. It was a hard life, but that was life. And what does it mean they're redactic? It means very pasha. Hashem's promised us the achatz is avata, I'll give you everything. You go to Eretz Yisrael, you'll be full, you'll be sad, it'll be a great land. Hashem promised us the world. And then, quote unquote, obviously in our eyes, he didn't fulfill his side of the bargain. My kids went to sleep hungry, I only gave them this much bread to eat. Right? They're crying to me. They don't have enough food. So what would my reaction be? Hashem, you didn't do your side of the bargain. That's it. You're no good. You're useless. But what do the Jews do? The Jews say, Hashem, you didn't do everything you promised in the Chumash. But you know what? You did something and we appreciate it. And even if you didn't do what it said you would do in the Chumash, we bless you anyway. Even if you let us down, we bless you anyway. Then it makes perfect sense. The Malach Asher said to Hashem, you can't cheat, you can't play favorites. Just because you knew there's Zadis, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, means they can break the law and get away with it. Right? They can not keep the law and get away with it. You can be no seipan in the din. So Hashem says, no, of course I don't show favorites. Just as I'm friends with their Zadi, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, I don't show favorites. It's logical. Mida k'neged mida. If I don't do what I said in the Chumash sometimes, again, in our human eyes, obviously he has his reasons, and yet they're bombarding me anyway, then mida k'neged mida. It's only logical. They don't do what it says they should do in the Chumash, then I should bless them anyway. And therefore, it actually makes a lot of sense, again, if you just take yourself out of the 21st century and put yourself into the 3rd century, it makes a lot of sense that this makes perfect sense. If we don't get what we think we deserve from Hashem, we bless him anyway. So mida k'neged mida. If Hashem doesn't get what he commanded and deserves from us, then he blesses us anyway, and that's a good answer, Malachi Asharis. Okay, that was just an important agad to pshat. Sometimes, again, you can't understand what Chazal are saying unless you know what it was like to live in their days. But back to our halachic lumbus. The daf kafam beis, it says twice, there's a daraisa and there's a darabanan. First it says shir daraisa. A kid can't be multi, but shir darabanan he can. And then it tells you what the shir is. Hashem said, v'yachal tzavata, and the rabbis, the Am Yisrael, the chachamim said, k'zayis kebeitza, very explicitly supporting Tosfos. Very explicitly supporting Tosfos. Then the only question is, very explicitly supporting Tosfos. The question is, okay, what's the other side of the coin? So Tosfos says, there's only one problem. Okay, you have to know that sugya, right? Shimon ben Shetach was had to bench to be motzi the king and queen. And in those days, right, the king and queen were lazy. They never bothered to memorize benching. They just hired a rabbi to say for them.
It's
a good thing they left one for a safe benching for them. We know the story. So the whole thing is he thought maybe you could be most people on benching even without eating bread, but really, what do we pass? Mashma the ene yotzi dechav erchim chosash yocha kezayis. So it says ha kezayis dogan motzi. What does the Gemara say? Halacha, you can't be motzi other people on benching. Remember in the old days, most people didn't know benching. It was before smartphones. So what do? The Zimun and the Zami said benching, and everyone else listened. Even if they didn't know benching, they did that in the old days. That's because in the old days, they were used to listening. Nowadays, since we all know benching, we're not used to listening in our day and age, so everyone benches for themselves. But the in order to be motzi people, what do you have to eat? Kazayis dogon, kazayis of bread. Ah, falpish, amelch, amalch, amstom, okulik, soman. Hold, the melech and malcha always eat till they're full. So therefore, the melech was full, and Shimon Shetach, if he would eat a kazayis dogon, could be motzi then. What does that prove? That someone ate a kazayis can be motzi someone who's full. Doesn't that prove that someone eats a kazayis doraisa, a dorabana can be motzi doraisa? That's all over Shas. Right? Okay. Before we get to Tosa's answer, let's just see the two opinions here. What are the two opinions? What are the two opinions? One opinion is, who did I put on this sheet? On Tosa's side, I put the Rambam. And also, the Bahag and Rashi are on Tosa's side. That was clear from the Rashi in Daf and Brachos, and the Bahag quoted by Rashi in Brachos, and many other Rishonim. So basically, what do we say? Shir Birkas Hamazon Nida Oraisa. One Shita is Tosvos Rashi, not in chronological order, Bahag, Rambam, the Ode. What?
Are we sure the Rambam is on that side?
Yeah, the Rambam says very explicitly in the beginning of those brachos, if you eat till you're full, you're chayav to bench Nida Oraisa, and Nida Rabbanan, you're chayav to bench on even less than that. I thought that was very clear. No? Am I crazy? Or are you crazy? Or Kasava Shlisha Lachriya Beinehem? Yeah, I did not think there was any ambiguity whatsoever here, says the Rambam. Ve'eino chayiv min haTorah elim kein sava. Yeah, you're not chayiv min d'oraisa unless you're full. Black and white. They say, Sviya Mamish. And Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are only in Asana. Right? The whole Yachal Savata Darshin, Achila, Shtia, Kazayas, Kabetza, it's only in Asmachta. However, there is another Shita here, right? Who's on the other side? Who we saw in our Makoros? The Ravid. Right? The Urayim were on our Makoros. And the Ramban and the Ras will just make it four. The Ode say, no. Kazayas. Lefi Rav Meir, and Kabetza, Lefi Rav Yehuda. They say, no, Mamish Kazayas going to Rav Meir, and Mamish Kabetza, according to Rav Yehuda. Just interestingly, they then have to deal with, how come Rav Meir darshins the Savata to be Marvish Shtia, Mida Raisa, do you have to bench after Shtia? So they have two choices. The Urayim says, it means you have to, you only have to bench the rice if you drink with your food, not if you eat food and you're thirsty. And the Ramban and the Rashba say, oh no, bracha asmei and sholos is d'oraisa. And you have to say that if you're drinking wine. Okay, that's not our meaning. Just if you want to know what shtia means, for Tosos, it's an asmachta to say burn nefashos or alagefen after drinking. For the Urayim, it means no, you have to bench after bread, but only if you had a drink with your bread. And for the Ramban and the Rashba, it means that midoraisa, you have to say alamechya after food. After sabata, midoraisa, you have to say alagefen after wine. Okay, but getting back to our main topic. Now, each of them is based on one Gemara. The Raya for Tosfos is brachos daf kafam beis. Why? Two things are brachos daf kafam beis. Aleph, shir derabanan, vishir deoraisa. Right, that proves there's two levels. And bet, ani amarti v'achalta v'savata, v'hein dikdiku al atzman ad kezayis v'ad kebetza, or ad kebetza v'ad kezayis, whatever the lashon is. Right, so that's a very strong raya for those. What's the strong raya, the basis of the raya v'du d'ime? Their raya is that memches amen aleph. What does it say there? That motzi, it really says, ain't no motzi es harabim ella, but I'll just flip it. Motzi es harabim yidei chovasan.
Birkas Hamazo. Im Achal Kizayis Dodon. So now, if Kizayis Dodon was only Darabonin, how could Darabonin also do right? So we all know that doesn't work. We all know a woman can't be able to a man in benching if a woman's Darabonin. We all know that a katan can't be multi a gadol if the gadol's daraisa and the katan's darabanan. We know all of kolator kula. Of course, the darabanan can't be multi a daraisa. So that is the rayas on each side. So now let's take each side separately. Let's start with Tosfos's side. Tosfos, obviously, what does everyone have to do here? They have to answer up the raya from the other side, right? So how does Tosfos answer? Here is Teirutz. How does Tosfos answer the Gemara in Daf Mem Chesem and Aleph? After all, if Kazayas Dagon is only Drabanan, how can he be Motzi the Rabbin? Right? The question is, if he is only Chayav Midrabanan, how can he be Motzi? How can he be motzi others? Anyone remember what the Bahag answer to this? And what Tosos knows you're thinking of and tells you not to? Yes?
I don't know if they did, but there's a whole concept of Haravim
Koyisra. Okay, that's Tosos, but what's the Bahag? The Bahag says, the makes no kipta. The Okipta is the other people also only ate a kazayas, or word full. The Bahag just makes no kipta. Why does Tosos not like the Bahag's answer? Because the case in the Gemara was a king and a queen. Who ever heard of the king and the queen not being full? That's not kingly or queenly. Again, nowadays, maybe the king and the queen want to be trim and fit to play basketball, and so they're on a diet or something, but in those days, that's not how it worked. So one answer is the Bahag. The Bahag gives an okimta, shemotzi acherim she'achlu kizayis vilo. Yeah, it's just as you multi other people. It doesn't say you multi all other people. Only other people. Minastam, everyone eats the same, right? Minastam, come on, you're sitting with friends. One guy's going to eat more than the other guy? That's not nice. We're all Yidden, we're all B'nai Avram, Yisli, and Yaakov. You think Avram would have eaten until he was full and given the three malachim a kezias? No way, you share equally. Therefore, Mistam, if you ate a kezias, they ate a kezias. If you ate kezias, they ate kezias. So if you ate a kezias, they probably also only ate a kezias, and you can be multi them. But you can't be multi them if they ate kezias. Why does Tosa not like this? Tosa says, because the case was a king and a queen. King and the queen always eat kadesvia. Give me a break. Okay, the Bahag would have to say, in this case, they didn't. What can you do? Would have somehow stick it into the Gemara. Maybe say we weren't really responding to that case. We were just saying something similar to that case. That's the Bahag. What does Tosa say? Or let's not get, what does Rashi say there? Rashi came before Tosa.
There's a question about Rashi.
Rashi and Brachos Daf Mem Ches. What does he answer?
That they ate the shear of the Rabbanan.
What? Rashi has an Echanami. Rashi says the rule actually is that someone who's Chayiv Midrabbanan can be Motzi someone who's Chayiv Midoraisa. That's what Rashi actually says. Now, if you'll ask, isn't this against the few sugyas in Shas? Then the answer is yes, but we'll deal with it the best we can. But let's see Rashi's Chiddush. You should know Rashi's Chiddush. It's not as if, like, oh, well, whoever said otherwise. No, Rashi's clearly a Chiddush. Pashtus of Shas throughout Maseches Brachos not this way. Rashi says, he says a Chiddush, right? The Bahag says a Chiddush from Okimta, that the king and queen weren't full. I mean, you never know. Could happen, right? Rashi says a Chiddush in Din. What's his Chiddush? That a Mechoyav Dirabanan is Motzi a mechuyav min haTorah. The whole question was based on how can a mechuyav darabanan be motzi mechuyav daraisa? A mechuyav darabanan can be motzi mechuyav daraisa. On daf chaf it said a kid could not be motzi a mechuyav daraisa. So what does Rashi answer? So how come a kid shegil chinuch can't be motzi me if a darabanan can be motzi daraisa? All over Shas. It's not only brachos. In brachos and sukkah, all over Shas. A 12-year-old boy can't be motzi me. Why not? He's mechuyav darabanan. So Rashi says the famous lamdish chiddush of Rashi, and I know Rashi sold himself, but we're not going to get into that now. It's not our sugya. What's the famous lamdish chiddush of Rashi? Why a kid can't be motzi me?
What?
Because the kid's not chayiv drabbanan when he's 12. The father's chayiv to train him to drabbanan. The kid's not chayiv at all. And this is the most famous chakira ever about chinuch. When we say you have to mechanic your kid when he's 6 years old, does that mean midrabbanan the kid's chayiv when he's six? Or midrabbanan the father's chayiv to train him when he's six, but the kid's potter? Right? Is the chayiv on the kid, or is the chayiv only on the father? Rashi says, no, the chayiv of chinuch is only on the father. The kid's potter legamri. So a kid can be most weak, he's potter legamri. But if someone's chayiv drabbanan, he can be most mechayiv doraisa. Okay, Rabbi Kiva Eger already has a kash on him. And the Rav of the Rishima says one answer, and I think it's a simpler answer, we won't go into it now. Right, he says, oh, the Gemara says a woman can't be motzi a man if she's only drabbanan. Okay, so Rashi will have to have an answer to that sugya. Anyway, Rashi will have to deal with a few sugyas. The reason Tosos is not attracted to Rashi's answer is because he gets into hot water in a few sugyas. I have faith you can get out of the hot water, but still, you can get out of the hot water with great difficulty. It's still not pashtus. I mean, this Rashi is a tremendous chiddush. It's not pashtus in Shas. Okay, you can defend it, barely. Maybe. But Tosfos gives a different answer, right? What is Tosfos' answer?
Tosfos is even more chudash, isn't it? They don't even have to eat.
It's in the eye of the beholder.
The arvust is even extended.
Okay, in the eye. In the eye of the beholder. Who knows? Let's first, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos gives the same answer everywhere. What's Tosfos' answer? What's Tosfos' answer? How could this guy's mechuyev drabbanan be motzi a mechuyev d'oraisa? Don't we know there's a rule that a mechuyev drabbanan cannot be motzi a mechuyev d'oraisa? And he doesn't agree with Tosfos' chiddush. What does he say? Tosfos says, no. You're confusing two things. A person who's only drabbanan can't be motzi a person who's d'oraisa. Meaning a woman, if she'd only be drabbanan mentioned, couldn't be motzi a man. A katan, who's only drabbanan, yilchinach, can't be motzi a gadol. Likewise, you know, if a suma, according to Tosfos, chayiv drabbanan, according to some shitas, he can't be motzi a pikeach, etc. That's very, very clear. However, we're talking about a bar mitzvah age man, like Shem Meshetach. If the guy is chayiv doraisa, he just didn't eat. The gavra is mechuyiv doraisa. He just happens to have not eaten. Just the situation is not mechayiv doraisa. The gavra is mechayiv doraisa. Tos says, hold on. We know the case of a gavra who's chayiv doraisa just in this situation is not chayiv. That's called yatza motzi. What if we're kiddush doraisa? And I already said kiddush once. Can I say it again for you? Yes, I can. Yatza motzi is shrali shrali reik mizel azeh. As long as I'm fundamentally chayiv doraisa, even if I happen to not be chayiv right now, I can still be motzi because kol yisrael reik mizel azeh. Yatza motzi. Now, this Tosfos is being an extension, because Yotza Motzi is, I'm even in the situation where I'm chayev, I just already did it. Here, I'm not in the situation where I'm chayev. It's an additional step. For me. It's not like Tosfos, if Tosfos was the hushest thing in the world, everyone would have said that.
What's the difference? In other words, aren't you equally not
chayev
to bench once you've already benched?
So, that's what Tosfos seems to assume, right? Meaning, someone who already said Kiddush is just as potter from Kiddush as someone who didn't eat anything is potter from benching. You could have said no. You could have said, I'm chayiv in Kiddush all Shabbos. I'm continually chayiv. I was just yotze already. The chayiv remains with me. Yes?
In the past, I understand Tosa. I mean, Tosa used the lashon of growing. I mean, how do you say mamish if you ate nothing? Because also, then he's saying a bigger fish in the Gemara. I mean, in the Gemara, it was clear you needed to have something. So I thought he was saying, you needed to have something to be, on some level a bar of tefillah. And then once you're dead, you cross the threshold, you can be...
Okay, but I'm not sure that's what Tosfos says, because you look at the Tosfos in Brachos, that's not what he says, but let's just write what Tosfos says. What Tosfos says is that Gadol is Nechshav Mechuyav Badavar Min HaTorah Afilu Lo Ochal Midin Yotza Motzi. Right, that's his chiddush. He says, you are mechuyev b'davar min haTorah. Maybe you didn't eat enough to be mechuyev b'davar now, but you're a gavra who's mechuyev b'davar min haTorah. You're not mechuyev min haTorah right now, but you're a gavra mechuyev b'davar min haTorah. That's the chiddush of Tosfos. Let's just put it up here. Tosfos, that right now,
I am not chayav livvarich min haTorah, but, or he is, I am a gavra hamechoyav bedavar min haTorah. And therefore, Tosa goes so far as to say that really I can be motzi someone else, afilu, even if I didn't even exercise dagon, right? And really, they finish of Tosfos, therefore says Tosfos, that really meaning me de oraisa, a godol can be motzi acherim, even if he didn't eat anything. So why does he need to eat a kzayis dagon in order to motzi the rabbin? That's only midrabanan, right? But only midrabanan he needs to have eaten a kzayis dagon. And why midrabanan does he need to have eaten a kzayis dagon? So Tosfos Bracha says, because in order to be motzi achem, you have to do zima. To zima, you have to say she'achal mishalo, and you can't lie, right? You have to say she'achal mishalo. So therefore, midrabanan, in order to say she'achal mishalo, you have to have eaten the kzayis dagon. Okay, but that's just a technicality. Other rishonim have other reasons they explain midrabanan why you need to eat kzayis dagon. In the Ritva there, it sounds a little like, maybe it's a gzera atu bracha rishonah. We know in Bracha Rishona, you can't be motzi someone else if you're not eating. Because there's no arvus, because no one has to make a Bracha Rishona. You don't have to eat this. Right? So in Bracha Rishona, where there's no arvus, you can only motzi someone else if you ate. So maybe, gzera, after Bracha Rishona, they said you should eat it because I use dagon, so that you don't think you can make Bracha Rishona for someone without eating. Or the Rush says, because there's this rule, via chalta, zvata, beirachta, that they darshan, midrabanan, asmachta, whoever ate should bench, you should only bench if you eat. Maybe it's a special rule of benching. You should only bench if you eat. So maybe you could say it's just a chumra drabbanan. Min drabbanan, they said, you know, it's pasnish to bench for someone if you didn't eat. It just seems wrong. It's one thing to say, asher kedushan b'sosav etzivon al tilas lulav, even if I'm not picking up the lulav. Because you know what? We all have the kedusha of lulav. Like, it makes sense that I should appreciate the kedusha of lulav if it's sukkahs today. Even if I'm not. It makes sense I can say, baruch Hashem asher kedushan b'sosav ratzavon mekadesh haShabbos, even if I already said kiddush once. So I should still appreciate the glory of Shabbos. For me to say, Hashem, you give us food, and I didn't eat anything, is a little improper. You know, it definitely, it could almost seem a little sarcastic to someone, you know. And therefore, me drabbanan, they said, don't bench unless you ate exais dagon. Okay, so there's some chumra drabbanan, whether it's just because of the language of shachal mishalo, whether it's a gzeira so that you don't come to make a bracha rishona for someone without eating, or whether it's just because it's improper to say, thank you, Hashem, for the food if you didn't eat. It just doesn't, it just, you know, it seems disrespectful. Or whatever reason you want to say. You know, maybe your bonin in order to have tseiruf to the other people. Your bonin where goes it, you have to be tseiruf to everyone else, and therefore you need to eat with them. But it's just a chumra d'rabbanan eating kzayis dagon. Give any answer you want. Right? Tosfos makes it sound like very technical, just to say the word shacham b'shalo, which also might be just a technical way of saying to be tseiruf with the other people. Sheachal nu. But that's only Rabbanan. Mida Raisa, that's Tosfos Chiddush. The Chiddush is, even if it's in this situation you're not Mechoyev B'davar, but since you're a Gavra Mechoyev B'davar, that's good enough to be Motzi Acherim. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos.
It's easier
I know you want to work off the word Ro. Okay, I'm not so convinced, but I hear it. Efsher. Okay, let's just. So here we have three hezbeirim. If you hold, like Tosos Udimei, that midarais, that's only for Saveya, so why can I be able to see others if I eat Exias? One answer, Bahag, they also only eat Exias. Again, it's just tricky in the story of the king. Second answer, Rashi, big Chiddush, a drabonic mostly daraisa. This Rashi is very important if you want to know the relationship between drabonics and daraisas. This Rashi really sounds like a drabonic is the same level as a daraisa. I know in some cases there are chalas between them. We know there's a big lamdas in the Rambam in the beginning of Sefer Mitzvos, whether the Rabbanans count as Doraisas, whether the Rabbanans don't count as Doraisas. This Rashi belongs on the side of the Rabbanans count as Doraisas. Since you're Mechoyev B'Davar Midarabbanan, your Motzi someone is Mechoyev B'Davar Midaraisa. You're considered the same Mechoyev B'Davar. Okay, and then Toso says, No, of course you need to be mechuyev dar daraisa. But you don't need to be mechuyev dar now mi daraisa. You just need to be a gavra who's mechuyev dar in general mi daraisa. And therefore you don't have to eat at all. So why do you even need a ksais dog? And that's a chumra drabanan to say she'achal mishalo or for some other technical reason.
So Tosfos is referring to Rashi, v'chem perisham v'kuntras.
That's a little funny, because the v'chem perisham v'kuntras is not, this Tosfos is written shalom b'diyuk. He doesn't mean Rashi said exactly what I said. What he means is that Rashi said my shita about Berkas HaMazon, but Rashi didn't say my hesber about the Gemara there. So this Tosfos is written a little bit shalom b'diyuk. Okay, what can you do? How about the other side of the coin?
I'm the one that has to be satisfied. You know, that's like putting film in somebody else's hand. If I didn't eat anything.
Meaning, it does make sense to bench if I didn't eat.
Because I'm the one who has to be satisfied.
Okay, but I could say brach v'altilas lulav when you shake a lulav and I don't.
No, that's different. I'm saying it's like putting on film my stomach. I mean, it's like putting film on your hand and being diabetic.
Okay, so maybe what you could say is this, that within the Rosh who says, Misha achal hu yivarech, maybe there's a din of mi bidrabanan. No one says it, right? Misha achal hu yivarech. Maybe what Joel says means there's a pagam in your birkas hamazon if you didn't eat. It's just not a real birkas hamazon if you didn't eat. Maybe you could say this. You could say there's a pagam in my bracha if I didn't eat, more so than, there's no pagam in my kiddush if I was already yotze. There's no pagam in my bracha and shofar if I was already yotze. Because I'm still connected, I'm still feeling it. If I bench and I didn't eat, that bracha is hollow. There's some pagam, like, you can't really feel that bracha. And therefore, maybe you can't be multi others. Meet your them.
Well,
okay.
What would be the lashon that you would imagine Tosfos would be saying in his theory if the one that didn't eat, he'd say, Nevarech, or saying, right, do you remember that? Roshus, Rabbi say, then Nevarech, what? Sha'achlu Mishalo?
That's
the
first day in Tosfos.
That would be the lashon.
You can't say Sha'achlu Mishalo. You could ask, why can't you
so
say,
that's not so bad.
And, yeah. Right, that's bad. Of course, you could say back to Tosfos, well, you could say Sha'achlu Mishalo and go by the roof. Or you could say Shachal Mishalo and go by, you know, between us.
But Tosfos is literally.
Okay, say you're fair enough.
Right.
Okay, what I'm saying is you can give 100 reasons why Vidarabana you need Kazai Stagon, either Lashem Shachal Mishalo, to be Bitsurif to people, which, but all Drabana. You know, okay, fine, I'm not getting into it. Let's go back to our yes.
But that last one, just as a Gemara, specifically say that you can't do that?
Can't do
what? Gemara.
Correct. The Gemara specifically says you can't. Correct. Good point. Yes, exactly. It says Baruch Sha'achol Yana Mishalo. Right. Correct. Very good. Okay. Now let's just go back to the Teiretz, right? Which is for here is for Tzad number one, right? How about for Tzad two, right? The Ravidu Dime. How do they explain the Gemara Daf Chaf? After all, it seems pretty explicit there that midaraisa itzviya and the kazayis kavetz is only drabanan. How did he explain the Gemara in Daf Chaf? So, how did the Ravid explain the Gemara in Daf Chaf? And the Ramban and Rashba, you'll take my word for, because I don't think they're on the Makoros. But it's okay, because as long as one person was. Which is, doesn't the Gemara say that kadesviya is the oraisa and kezayis or kibetza only midrabanan, right? Meaning this is mefurish against them. So, which is why, by the way, we pass like Tosfos in the Rambam. Because, you know, their Gemara that supports them is more mefurish. The Gemara that supports the Ravid is more of a diuk. Okay, how does the Ravid get out of this Gemara in Daf Chaf? How does the Ravid get out of the Gemara in Daf Chaf? What? I'm not sure what you mean by that. What do you mean by that? That's how the Urayim gets out of it. Okay, you're right. That's just...
They say it means other shiurim, that it's other amounts, these other places.
What? Exactly. What they say is that the Gemara, based on what the Rai of the Ramban and the Rashba say, although Chaim was right, he was the more interesting answer. But what the Rai of the Ramban and the Rashba, but this is the simpler answer, say, is that it's machlokas asodias.
Doris Rav Avira Amru Malachi Asharis, etc. That's Aliba Rav Avira. And we don't pass in that way. That's one sugya, and we don't pass like that sugya, especially since, keep in mind, the sugya in Daf Chaf was an Agata and a Shakla Vataria. How do you answer for Shakla Vataria? You say the father only ate a Shir Drabanan and an Agata. The sugya in Daf Memches is a Psak. The Psak is Achiyochel Kzai's Dagon. So the sugya in Memches is stronger. So one answer is the Ravid, the Rashba, the Ramban, etc. They answer that it's a machlokes hasugyos, and we don't paskin like Rav Avira on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. On Daf Chaf Amud Beis, it wasn't everyone talking. It was Dorash Rav Avira. Okay, Zimnan, I'm a lot of Shum, whoever. So it's machlokes hasugyos, we don't pass like the more Daf Chaf. Okay, obviously you understand there's a little dacha to say machlokes and sugyas, and we don't pass like that sugya. But okay, they say, look, it's a flat out machlokes. Daf Mem Ches says the shir is a kzayis midaraisa, according to their understanding. Daf Chaf says the shir is kedisvi midaraisa. We pass like Daf Mem Ches against Daf Chaf. Chaim pointed out that the Urayim had a much more mechudish way of getting out of the Gemara and Daf Chaf. He says the Gemara and Daf Chaf Taka agrees with him. How so? So he says two stages. He says, first of all, who says diktiku alehem al atzman means exer drabana? Who says it means bidoraisa vechat savata and a drabana they say kibetza kazayas? Maybe there's another way to read it. I said in the Torah vechat savata, pshuto shal mikra is vechat savata only if they're full. But they're medactic. How are chazal medactic sometimes? Is every diktiku chazal mean exer drabana? Or can Chazal also make dinim doraisa? They can make a din doraisa, but they can explain pshat. They can darshan a pasuk, not just explain pshat of the pasuk. Explain the drash in the pasuk also, right? Not pshuto shel mikra. Pshuto shel mikra might mean one thing, but we know we've all been Orthodox Jews long enough to know we're not Karaites. I shouldn't even say Orthodox. We're Rabbinite Jews as opposed to Karaites, right? To know that. Our religion is not based on Pshuto Shel Mikra. Our religion is based on Chazal, have the Midos Shetor Nedreshes them, and have certain ways of darshaning the Torah. They darshan out things from the Torah, and those are called Doraisa. Drush the Pasuk is Doraisa. Only when they make a law that's not in the Pasuk is it Drabanan. So therefore, says the Urayim, what does it mean? Hashem says, I said Pshuto Shel Mikra V'yachalta Zavata. And if they wanted to be Karaites, they could have been making one themselves and says, we'll only bench if we're full. But they darshan the Pasuk properly, and said that really means a kazayis or a kibetza, but it doesn't mean it's drabanan, it just means it's based on the drash chachamim and not pshuto shel mikra. So therefore he says that diktiku equals drashas hapasuk min hatorah. As of not drabanan opposed to oraisa, not drabanan kazayis kibetza opposed to oraisa kdesfiya. No, they darshan to oraisa kibetza kibetza as opposed to pshuto shel mikra that the Karaites would have thought today sviya.
What? He said the same thing in the Rambam.
But it doesn't sound that way from the Rambam.
This is the same way that achila, you know, defined by Chazal to mean something in the Torah. So sviya, it's all a matter of.
Correct. Everything in the Torah is Chazal's definition. That's our whole lives are not based on pshuto shel mikra. If they said pshuto shel mikra, we'd have a very different religion, right? Okay. But nonetheless, it could be that Hashem says, look, I gave the Torah, I said this, and like everything else in the Torah, I relied on Chazal to darshan the proper way according to the Midos Shetor Nefesh. But haven't they darshan properly? Okay, let me just point out one.
If you said that in the Rambam, then you'd answer the Kash of the Raisa, that's so good, by Rav Avira. And in other words, if the Rambam held it, he's the Raisa, then you can be Motzi.
Correct, okay, I hear the time. It could be, I'm just, I want more variety. Anyway, just what does he do with the first part of the Gemara, where it says the ben can be to the father because the father only ate a shir darabonim? Mm-hmm. I mean, according to him, he explained the word diktiku, but what's the shir darabonim? According to him, what's the shir darabonim? Because I is doraisa. So what's the shir darabonim? So Chaim, what does the Urayim say? She just yachid the Urayim, really? He says the shir darabonim is not a kazayis. A kazayis doraisa. So what's a shir darabonim?
It's less.
Pachos mi kazayis. And this is a big chiddush. That you have to bench me to our bottom less than a kazayas. That is not
the halacha. We all know if we eat less than k'zayis, we don't bench at all.
Yeah.
He thinks midrabban midaraisa you bench the k'zayis, midaraisa less than the k'zayis. That's a tremendous chiddush. Agav, I wasn't going to mention it in shir, but now that Joel brought it up, there is a third shita here. There is a third shita here, which is the in explaining this gemara, the shita he said aren't there of many rishonim, the shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham, which is also more famous because the Chinuch quotes it as a yesh omrim. He doesn't pass it that way, but he quotes it as a yesh omrim. I don't think the Chinuch was quoting Rabbeinu Yerucham, because the Chinuch was l'chora before Rabbeinu Yerucham. We're not sure who the Chinuch was. But l'chora, he was before Rabbeinu, right? No one knows who wrote the Sefer Chinuch. Hey, you can have your theory, but no one knows for sure. But l'chora is before Rabbeinu Yerucham. L'chora, he was two generations even before Rabbeinu Yerucham. So anyway, this Yeshua Melchiyahu and Yerucham says that no, what does the Shir Darabana means? It means that even Rabbi Meir admits that Midaraisa, Rabbi Huda's right, the Shir is a Kibetza. And Kazayas is only Nasmach the Midrabana. So that's a different way you could say, if you want to put Rabbi Yerucham in here, you would say a Shir Darabana is a Kibetza, and a Shir Darabana is a Kazayas. And then it could match our practical halacha. We mentioned a Kazayas. Maybe it's only the rice and the kibbutz and only the rabban and the kazayis.
You don't
want
to read the Rambam?
No, I certainly do not. The Rambam says, "Vehusha sava," that means sava ma.
That wouldn't answer
don't
the
do.
Question, though.
What? That wouldn't answer the question of shir to rabban.
I mean, wouldn't explain the story of Shimon and Shetah.
Oh, sure. Oh, that wouldn't explain the story of Shimon ben Shetah. You're right. Okay, you're right. It would not. It would not solve terribly much. Okay, so we won't put it on the board. It would not solve terribly much. You're right. Okay, so here's the lay of the land. We have two shitas about what the Shir Daraisa or benching is, whether to take Rabbi Meir or Yehuda seriously Midaraisa, that's the Raib or the Ramban, the Rashi, the Reim, or to say that's all asmach the Midaraisa, Shuta Shal Mikra V'Yachalta V'Savata. Clearly the Gemara in Daf Chaf sounds like Tosos and the Rambam, and then they have three ways to get out of the Gemara in Daf Ches, each with its own Kiddushim, which you could turn into a whole Masechet by developing it. I mean, not the Hag, but Rashi. And Tosos each with time to all of Shas. And then there's the Raivid of Dime, who say, really, the Shir is Drabbanim, really, the Shir is Kazayis Kibetza. So what do they do with the Gemara Daf Chaf? The simple answer is say, we admit that Gemara is against us, but we don't hold like it. Or the Urayim, with a lot of Chidushim, says the Medrash is not Diktukumi Drabbanim, but Diktukumi Daraisa, as opposed to being a Karaite. And the Shir Drabbanim is less than a Kazayis, which is a big Chiddush. And then you get into a lot of Dechak. Okay, let us then move on to the next sugya, which is the next sugya, of course, that's giving you get a chance, is what we didn't discuss yet in the Mishnah. Sukkah, we discussed plenty. Pirkei Avot, we just discussed plenty. 2.5 shiur. But what about Mesilas Yadayim? So Rabbi Tzadok, let me see if I can maybe even just get the basics down of our sugya. Rabbi Tzadok ate without washing. He put his hands in a mouth. He wore, they didn't have gloves. He used a napkin. He held it with a napkin. But he ate without washing. Why did Rabbi Tzadok eat without washing? There are two fundamentally different approaches to why Rabbi Tzadok ate without washing. What does Rashi say why Rabbi Tzadok ate without washing? No, that's not answering my question. It's answering a different question. What does Rashi say? You just think it's so obvious that you didn't think it was worth answering. What did Rashi say why Rabbi Tzadok ate without washing? Because Bach's Big Mason is a shear, and Etilus Yadayim has a shear. Yeah, if you thought that wasn't worthy of answering, then you're wrong. Because Shalom disagree with him. Rashi says, Pshat in the Mishnah, right? What's Pshat in the Mishnah? Because it was less than a kibetza, he ate without washing. Because it's a shear for washing. Okay. If he was putter from washing, why did he even have to use a napkin?
So
Rashi says just for cleanliness, not for halacha. And Tosfos says, for Tumah V'Tahara purposes, right? Because Stam Yadayim are Shneos, and he ate Altaris Truma, and meaning Truma could become a Shlishi, and if you are used to eating your food as if it was Truma, it could become a Shlishi. You have to make sure it can't become a Shlishi, and therefore he didn't want to touch the food. Fine. That's Rashi Shita. However, that's not the only explanation. And even within that, we have to figure out why. But that's not the only explanation as to why he ate without washing. After all, Tosos or any Chavzayim and Aleph suggests a different reason he ate without washing. Because maybe you don't have to wash if.
Oh, it's less than a beitza altogether?
No, that's Rashi.
That's Rashi.
Says Tosfos.
Ha kebeitza and chavzayin ral bayin until zayin achila. The little mystery b'mapa the chashinu the mondag the master miracle baser miur tema the reb sadekon hava haya kedepreshes v'im kina filu kebeitza shari b'mapa until zayin. Any amount is mutter. It's not the small amount that was mutter. It's the mapa that's mutter. You're allowed to eat as much as you want if you use a napkin. Kedamar shmol hasam itir mapa locally true loy itir mapa locally taris. Meaning this the hav mean in chulin any baya. Do you need to wash if you use a napkin, right? Or is a napkin good enough? On the one hand, maybe if you use a napkin, why should you need to wash? You don't touch. On the other hand, what's the other hand in the Gemara there? On the one hand, if you're not touching, why do you need to wash? On the other hand, you might touch anyway. You ever try eating with a napkin? It's very hard to not touch. Now, if you have gloves, it's easier, right? But l'chora, they want to make a general rule. Most people didn't own gloves in those days. And they want to make a general rule, or even if they own gloves, they didn't carry them around all the time. So they didn't want to make a different rule for gloves and a different rule for napkins. So if you try to like hold your food with a napkin and not touch it, you'll see it's a lot harder than you think. So the Tosa says, hold on a second. What's Maskana, the Gemara? And the Gemara, there's Masupik. Was the heter of Reb Tzadok because it was less than a kibetza? Or was the heter of Tzadok because of the mapa? And they say, but doesn't the Mishnah say Mefors because less than a kibetza? And they say, no, maybe the heter was because of a mapa. The less than the kibetza was only for the benching and the sukkah. Okay, our sukkah says not for the sukkah, only for the benching and the dying. In the end, we could say, taka, the sukkah is mutter even if you eat a kibetza outside the sukkah. Taka, the holding of a mapa is mutter even if you eat a kibetza. The only reason the benching kibetza was for benching. Could be. So, Tosas asked the question. What's Tosas' question? Don't we know that ochlei truma are mutter to eat with a napkin without washing, any amount, nothing to do with the amount. The amount is coincidence. So what is Tosas and Sukkah answer? He doesn't. Right, trick question, good. I just wanted to see if you were awake. He doesn't give any answer, he just leaves it with Tzarech Ian. But don't worry, there's two answers in Tosas and Shas. Tosas also has this question in Yoma, where this comes up, and also has this question in Chulin, where it comes up in the context of that sugya. What is Tosos' answer in Yoma? What is Tosos' answer in Yoma? Why isn't it mutter just because of the mapa, no matter what amount? Tosos says, this is interesting, he tira mapa la ochle truma. By the way, why are they mater a napkin for ochle truma and not ochle chulin? Because ochle truma is reason and more careful. Now, what is ochle truma? It's actually reminiscent of this, right? A gavra who's ochle truma sometimes, or only when you're eating truma now? So we would have thought ochle truma means a gavra who eats truma, meaning a kohen bezman amikda or zanatum of tara. Says Tosas, no, maybe only when you're eating truma they were matar amapa.
But not eating tara.
But not when you're eating chulin and you usually eat truma, al tara's truma, or chulin and usually truma. And Rav Tzadok, in this case, happened to be eating chulin. He didn't only eat truma, he also ate some chulin. In this case, he happened to eat chulin. So, let's just put this on the board. You got this board, right, Chesky?
Yep.
Okay. Here's here's the question. The question is very, very simple. Why was Rabbi Tzadok actually, hotter mi nitilas yadayim? One answer is Rashi and Tosos in Yoma and Tosos in Sukkah, right? If Tosos doesn't give an answer. I mean, it's always hard to tell where you put someone who doesn't give an answer, so let's not put it on. Rashi and Tosos in Yoma says, because pachos mi kebeitza is pater mi nitilas yadayim. Pachos mi kebeitza is pater mi nitilas yadayim. Then you could just ask the question. What's the question? Well, before you ask the question, what's the other option? What does Tosin Chulin say? What does Tosin Chulin answer? What?
He's
someone eats truma. He is potter from the Tiel Shadayim and any amount. So why did it say less than a kibetza? That was for the other things, for Rikas Amazon, and maybe Sukkah, and the Havin, exactly. And, oh, you should know, a lot of Rishonim here. I think I put some Rishonim here, right? The Tosos Rush here.
It isn't Tosos Rush, so is that here?
What?
I thought it just says the Union Matila, once you find a good you have to have a Rucham Matila.
Really? Okay. Tosos Rush, Sukkah, you'll check it out. Tosos and Chule, and by the way, this Also in the Ra'ah and the Me'iri in Sukkah here. If you look here, Ra'ah and the Me'iri in Sukkah all say, because he tiru mapa le'ochle truma. And Reb Tzadok was ochle truma for any amount. For any quantity of food. He tiru mapa le'ochle truma. Now, you just have to ask, what about? Very simple. Rashi and Tosfos in Yoma, what do they do with the fact that he tiru mapa le'ochle truma? So he says, no, there's no heter of ochle truma here, because, what does Tosfos in Yoma say? Because he wasn't eating truma, and heter is only for eating truma. The heter is not for any, you might have thought any person who eats truma is a zaris. No, only when you're eating truma you're a zaris, because your mom is quaking in your pants thinking about the kedusha of this truma. Okay, you're trembling when you eat truma. Okay, so then there's a heter, you're going to be so careful, we trust you not to touch. But if you just usually eat truma, but now you're eating chulin, even if you're eating chulin on taras truma, which means you treat it as if it was truma, you still, you relax. You're like, oh, okay, now I can relax, now I'm not eating truma. And you say, okay, I'll eat it as if, I'll be so macher anyway, but we know you won't take it seriously. That's it. And this, by the way, is also true to the Rambam. If you notice, the Rambam in Sharav HaToma says, when you actually eat truma, you have a heter of mafa. When you just eat chulin on taras truma, you don't. Right? So this is the sheet of the Rambam as well, which would work, because does the Rambam ever say in any Hilchos Netilas Yadayim there's a shear for Netilas Yadayim? That's an unfair question. But if you read through all the Rambams, he never says there's a shear for Netilas Yadayim. Right? So therefore, we would add the Rambam. Why? Since the Rambam never says anything about a shear, it makes sense. And then it also makes sense because he says the heter of mapa is only for truma mamish. So it works out. Okay. How about, on the other hand, what would Rashi say? Sorry, what would Tosfos, what would Tosfos say about what would Tosfos Rush and Sukkah and Tosfos Chulin say about Netil Shaddai? Why didn't say less than a kibetza if the heter is because of mapa? Right? Why did it say less than a kibetza? So then why does the Mishnah say davka pachos mi kibetza? Right? Rashi and Tosfos and Yoma are based on pachos mi kibetza. So they have to explain why not a heter of ochle truma. And they do, because it wasn't truma. The Tosfos Rush and Tosfos Chulin say the heter is based on hitur mapal ochle truma. So why is the Mishnah say pachos mikabetza? So we already answered. What's the answer? That for Sukkah and or Birkas Hamazon. Right? In the end, it's not really for Sukkah, according to most Shitas, according to everyone. For Sukkah and or Birkas Hamazon, right? The kibetza part, don't be biting the kibetza part, even more than a kibetza, right? But even kibetza is potter minatilas yadayim for ochle truma al yidei mapa. Right, these are the two ways to explain Rabbi Tzadok, yes.
Wouldn't the Rambam need a third way? Because he's holding both that there's no shear for Netilas Yadayim, and he holds that only while you're eating truma itself.
No, he would say he was eating truma.
So you say he was eating truma.
Why not?
Why can't you say we're talking about a sutta?
Give me a second. Or 3 days. right? So now, okay, the interesting part is going to be, okay, this we'll have to pick up with this briefly next time. Joel is saying, why would the shear for Netilas Yadayim be a kibetza? And Joel is saying there's more than what we'd understand why the shear Netilas Yadayim is a kibetza. It could be based because they're only mitakin Netilas Yadayim on a real suda, and a suda is a kibetza, according to Ritzaduk. Or it could be because there's only a couple of stomach kibbutz. Okay, we'll have to pick up with that in Rosh Hashem next time. Yeah, I haven't found that shita though. I hear the svara, but I haven't found that shita in the Rishon. It's a fine svara, but I haven't found that shita in the Rishon.
I mean, I always thought that.
Have you? If you could find it, let me know.
I always thought the Rambam passed in review.